This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and it is live here this Saturday evening. We are coming to you from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It is one of the largest gatherings of liberty-oriented folks in the nation. It's a fantastic crowd. We've had lots of great speakers, including Ed Snowden and Walter Block, Nick Gillespie, and Will Ruger. Will, you come from the Charles Koch Institute, is that right?
Yes.
Oops, sorry, I pushed the wrong button.
Yes, that's true.
And what's your title over there? VP of something or other?
VP of Research and Policy at the Institute.
So what were your speeches on today? You had your speech on the criminal justice, right?
Right, criminal justice and policing reform I talked about today, and yesterday I talked about toleration, what it is and what it isn't.
I did get to see the criminal justice reform, and what one of the things you appeared to be advocating for was essentially lower sentencing. I know a bit about the criminal justice system. One of the claims out there is that the this period of diminishing violent crime, diminishing crime generally in the United States, is in part in thanks to longer sentences because the convicts are all, the bad guys are all locked up. They can't commit crimes.
Well, you said lower sentences, so we're not interested so much in lower sentences as making sure that the sentences are proportionate to the crime. So, for example, for personal and property crimes, right, when we're talking about people committing murder, arson, rape, mm-hmm. these types of things, clearly we want to make sure that those people are punished and punished severely and we provide justice to victims.
Yep.
What we're talking about is making sure that on other crimes where there's what we would think of as excessive sentencing, that we get that right in terms of being proportionate to the crime committed. When it comes to other things, for example, where we have a problem with over-criminalization, where there's just too many things that are criminalized, then we really have to think strongly and hard about whether those ought to be criminalized in the first place.
Sure. Victimless crimes.
Yeah, victimless crimes, but also things that where we might be mad at those people as opposed to scared of those people. And this is something that my colleague...
Who are we mad at that we're not scared of?
You might
people
be mad at people.
Weed, maybe.
What's that?
People who smoke weed. People who smoke weed.
Well, some people might be mad.
Not
at those
in
people,
not in
right?
Washington and Colorado. They're grateful as heck as they could possibly be. I believe Alaska, California essentially is legal. I think Maine just decriminalized. Washington D.C. It's coming down. That train's coming. The legalization train's coming. Woo woo.
Or think about people in Texas that are engaged in activities related to, say, oyster harvesting, where they're breaking the law. You might be mad at them for certain things that they might be doing, and there might be an appropriate mechanism to deal with that. But are we really scared of them in the sense that we want them because they've violated some one of these rules? Do we really want them serving time in an expensive prison where people essentially, where you have a situation where we've now have a kind of over-incarceration, which is expensive for one, but also unjust, right?
And destructive. I mean, I spent about a year and a half in jail out of the last three, and jail is like a hothouse for madness.
Basically,
people
for Bob,
go
right?
in there a little bit unbalanced, and they come out completely out of their mind.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why we're so interested in this at the Charles Koch Institute is because we care about the moral dignity of individuals and respecting that. And so we're concerned about their well-being. And we're concerned about the well-being also of victims. So again, back to the issue of the people who have committed serious crimes, we want to make sure we get justice for victims. But we also want to make sure that for people that have broken the law, but for less serious crimes, that we're not actually doing a disservice to them and to the community through excessive sentencing, disproportionate sentencing, because there also is a cost to the people who are part of the community and the families of these folks, not to mention the person that's in there. And So one of the things we're also concerned about, aside from the issue of excessive sentencing and disproportionate sentencing, is are the collateral consequences to the people who are returning citizens. So people like yourself that are now coming back into the community, you know, how are we structuring our system such that those people can now live productive lives, that they can flourish individually, and their communities can actually kind of prosper as well from your reentry. So one issue is the issue of occupational licensing. So a lot of these occupational licenses shouldn't exist in the first place because they're an aspect of cronyism.
Right. So like a license to arrange flowers or sell real estate.
Right, exactly. So we might think broadly about whether we should have some of these occupational licenses in the first place. But assuming we have them, is it really the best use or is the proper role of the state to punish returning citizens, ex-convicts? Is it really right for them to come back and not be able to earn a living?
In many cases, an ex-con simply can't get most of these occupational licenses.
I can't drive for Uber, but I guess I can drive for Arcade City.
Yeah. And so it might make sense, for example, for someone, it certainly makes sense, for example, to have someone who's committed a violent crime using a knife, not to allow them to be a barber with a sharp pair of scissors around people's heads. But for someone who's committed another crime that is, say, a victimless crime, mm-hmm. does it really make sense for that person not to be allowed to be a barber?
Seems ludicrous to me.
Yeah, it does. And so we really need to think about the collateral consequences of what we're having. Another area.
When you consider the cost of incarceration is about 1 year is about a third of the cost of sending somebody to school for 13 years. So when you're talking about incarcerating somebody for a victimless crime for 3 years, basically that's the cost of sending a kid up to high school.
Yeah, so we want to think about alternative arrangements by which we can make sure that this person can get back on the kind of ladder of flourishing in society. Now, one important thing would be to try to keep these people out of prison in the first place. And one way to do that is to make sure that you have proper intent requirements. So for those of you who don't speak Latin, there's a term called mens rea, which means that you have a kind of a guilty intent, a guilty mind, mm-hmm. So that you have a poor intent. But with an era of incarceration, of over-criminalization, rather, there's so many laws that it means that we could be committing crimes all the time without even having the intent to do so. And I think it's really important to make sure that we have these intent requirements when it comes to these criminal rules.
Another thing that seems to sweep so one thing with ex-cons, it's often the violation of probation. So they have they'll take these guys, these bad guys, put them in bad places, treat them badly for a period of time with a bunch of other bad people, then release them on probationary rules that are then more strict than the rules they couldn't abide by in the first place, and then so many times they end up coming back. That seems to be the number one reason. Another reason is that you'll find people coming back for, dirty urines and possessing a weapon to protect themselves seem to be just an incredible numbers here. Both of these victimless.
Yeah, so I mean, in kind of, I think, summary on this, you need to make sure that we're criminalizing the right things and we're not criminalizing those things that we shouldn't, right? The kind of things that, again, aren't harmful to others in a kind of direct way. So, for example, like you said, consensual crimes. I'm not sure why these people need to go to prison. The other thing is to have these intent requirements. That's really important. Also, we have to make sure that we're not engaging in a kind of policing that is actually creating insecure communities in the first place, or where we're treating innocent people as guilty, or at least we're treating their money, their property as guilty. So, for example, well, with civil asset forfeiture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that's something that should require a criminal conviction before you can expropriate people's property. And unfortunately, too often, we're using civil asset forfeiture as a way to raise revenue. And
as opposed to criminal asset forfeiture. Criminal asset forfeiture is something where you would have to give up the gains that you got criminally after you'd been convicted. Civil asset forfeiture just means they bring a suit against a pile of money. And it can't even defend itself. It's a pile of money.
Right. And there's a really interesting study actually from Tennessee where there were far greater police engagements with people on one side of the highway as opposed to the other. Mm. And it was the side of the highway where the money was coming, not the drugs. So if the rationale for this was to prevent people from getting harmful drugs, they should have been working on that side of the highway more than on the side of the money.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It has been a great event. This is the Free State Project's one of their signature events. You can come out here and see what it's like when, well, almost 2,000 liberty-oriented people decide to make New Hampshire their home. Plus, we've developed relationships within the community, so there's thousands more people that we're working with in order to create a place where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that's what we've managed to do here. We're working on it, and you come out and check out the Liberty Forum. We'll have Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up in June. Check that out. I want to tell you real quick how to go about getting some business cards. You can get 500 business cards for $9.99 from Vistaprint. So whether you get all kinds of projects, whether it's a business or, one of the not-for-profit organizations you're working with, whatever, you need business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel. They do all kinds of things over there. But I think Vistaprint's probably known for its great deal on business cards. They absolutely guarantee you'll love their products every time, or they'll make it right. They offer an amazing customer service experience. Vistaprint offers custom design services to help you design, so you don't have to make the product yourself. They'll help you. The perfect product for your business, no need to worry about trying to create a perfect logo or needing a little help with layout, whatever, they can do it. So I love Vistaprint. I've used Vistaprint, and we've had great results with them. So I want you to try them. You go to Vistaprint.com, and they've got a special offer for my listeners if you use coupon code FTL. It's 500 business cards starting at $9.99. So that's a 50% savings over the regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. There's lots of layout, design options. You can get the card that reflects you at Vistaprint.com with coupon code FTL. We've got here with us Will Ruger from the Charles Koch Institute. And, Will, you're the Vice President of Research and Policy. You did a couple of speeches here on criminal justice reform and tolerance and these sorts of things. But one of your specialties lies in foreign policy, so I didn't want to miss the opportunity to talk to you about that. One of the things that you said to me is that essentially what we're doing isn't working.
Yeah, I mean, the status quo just simply isn't working for what our foreign policy should be aimed at, which is providing for safety for the United States.
That's really what the federal government is supposed to be about.
Right. It's protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that means that collectively our government should be focused on securing America's territorial integrity, for example. And to go beyond that is potentially quite dangerous for that core mission.
When did it go off the rails?
Well, you could argue it went off the rails in 1898.
About where I'm going to say.
So the Spanish-American War.
That's for foreign policy. I think it went off the rails domestically before that. But I'm going to go ahead and say for foreign policy, Spanish-American War.
And for those of you who maybe aren't up on this as much as we are, the Spanish-American War is when the United States first acquired an overseas empire. So the Philippines became and Puerto Rico became
Cuba.
Essentially part of the American imperial project.
Right. So the Spanish Empire, which everybody's familiar with, the Armadas and these sorts of things, it was dying. It was, empires rise, empires fall, and it was going away. The United States saw an opportunity. I guess I'm assigning, guilt of intent here, but that's what it seemed like. Is they saw an opportunity to sort of grow their empire and be that sort of thing, and so they snatched up some of this stuff. There was the problem in Cuba. This was with Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders. Am I right here? Or is that?
Well, that's during that same conflict. Okay. But the problem really was, in many ways, started in the Philippines, where we fought an insurgency. And so it was one of our kind of historical experiences, not that unlike some of the things we face today. In fact, we look back to that case where we were fighting rebels there.
Muslim rebels.
In the Philippines, it was Aguinaldo and his band.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So it maybe went off the rails then. But let's not think too much about history. Let's just think about since the end of the Cold War. So the United States emerges as the kind of unipolar power, the kind of world's single superpower,
the hegemony.
And so then the question is well, what kind of foreign policy did we need to lead? So we could have arguments about the Cold War, about what was the right approach to the Soviet Union, but the fact is that we won. We were astride the world, if you will. And the question is what do we need to do then to secure the United States, to make us safe? And I think at that point, we really didn't have the kind of conversation we needed about alternative approaches to grand strategy. In other words, how we use our military to meet our ends, our ends of, like we talked about, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So at that point, we emerged on this primacist approach. That's usually what it goes by in the academy and in policy circles, an approach that really focuses on a kind of dominant, deep engagement with the world, in which the United States has a kind of global network of alliances, in which the United States is intervening quite often in the world, both to promote its interests and its values, but to also to maintain that hegemony, and where even advocates of primacy like Bill Kristol and Bob Kagan would say that, well, even if there isn't a real interest at stake, you might want to, you know, kind of make trouble for dictators around the world. And that kind of policy, I'm not sure, is all that deeply connected to what America really needs. And so we really need to kind of think through some alternatives to what we're doing, because it isn't working.
Right. It seems like, to some extent, the United States went from being at odds with the most powerful nation on the planet to chasing around tin pot dictators and sheep farmers. That's a long way to go to claim that we're all in danger. Mm-hmm. There has to be this narrative that they hate us for our freedoms. But you know, when you talk to them, they're not talking about your freedoms. They're talking about intervention in their political process. They want to have what. It sounds like they want to have, representation inside their own political processes.
Right. And it's this is not cost free. I mean, this is a very expensive status quo. So you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars each year spent on the military. You're talking about lives as well. Think about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. There are 7,000 Americans killed in those wars. Then you also have about 7,000 contractors of various nationalities that were killed. You're talking about thousands more, tens of thousands more wounded. And then we've had over almost...
And the other side, too, and right, hundreds of thousands.
Right.
But
even just talking about American costs, you're talking about almost a million Americans that filed disability claims from their veteran status. I mean, that's an incredibly...
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's incredibly destructive and has an incredible human toll. Even if we don't even consider what we've done to the people that we're ostensibly trying to help overseas.
If you're going to fight a war, you need to take care of your veterans. And it doesn't seem like the American taxpayer has the commitment to do that, or at least the representatives of the American taxpayer have the commitment to do that.
Well, and I think maybe the best way to take care of veterans is not to use them for things that aren't deeply connected to the purpose of government in the first place.
Yes. So what would you recommend, try to explain to me in half a minute what this world would look like?
Well, I think...
See, when I said a half a minute, I meant 10 seconds.
Well, it would be kind of...
Where can people go to find out more of your writings?
You can go to the charlescokeinstitute.org.
charlescokeinstitute.org. Will Ruger, thank you so much.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We are coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's been a great event here over the last 3 days in Manchester, New Hampshire, for the Free State Project. The Free State Project's the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state where they can hopefully create a government whose maximum role is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Got with us, by the way, it's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
Got Roger Paxton with us. And Roger, you're the former libertarian president of the Arkansas Libertarian Party or something?
I didn't know Arkansas had ever had a libertarian president.
I was the chairman of the Libertarian Party of Arkansas for a while.
There you go. And you've moved to the Free State Project.
I have. We moved back in October of last year.
And to create a better life for yourself?
And for my children. Yeah,
I want to give some,
welcome home.
It's good to be here.
I want to give some of these numbers coming out of Nevada and South Carolina, and then you can comment on them if you'd like. So it looks like Clinton's up by about 5 points over Bernie Sanders with the vast majority of the precincts in the Nevada caucus. And so 5 points, I was expecting, if Clinton was going to really clinch this, she should have had a larger margin.
margin. 5 points, not very impressive. Trump's about 9 points above Rubio and Cruz, who are neck and neck. You know, it's a tie with them. 75% of the precincts reporting, so that's the fat lady's clearing her throat on this one. Bush, Kasich, and Carson, all below 10%.
And Bush just dropped out.
So. Did he just drop out? So goodbye.
Right. Thank God.
Before or after the primary?
Just recently. Just now. In the last little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Last few minutes.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Here's the most well-funded candidate dropping out. I wonder where all that money is going to go.
Well, it'll be Cruz or Rubio, I'm sure. And yeah. Probably a mix of both.
Sounds like it.
But his war chest doesn't go to another candidate.
I don't know what it does. I couldn't say precisely.
Once he ends his career, my understanding is he gets to take whatever's left in his war chest home with him.
And he can use it for future races if he decides to run for something else.
Hmm. Does that mean that he can't use it to buy a car?
No, he cannot. Okay. He cannot. It's very restricted what he can spend it on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, we were talking during the break about this, and I just can't bring myself to say I hope this Republican or that Republican wins. I can bring myself to say I hope Sanders beats Clinton, because at the very least he's going to be concentrated on domestic issues. He's not going to be messing around creating new conflicts, you know, foreign wars and things like that. He'll probably won't get anything domestically that he wants because he'll be dealing with a Republican House.
Right.
He's going to have very long coattails.
He will, and it's been that way from the beginning for me with the GOP, even though I know you're a big fan of Ron Paul, Rich, but Rand Paul. But even Rand, you know, in that race didn't do anything for me and for a lot of libertarians. So even now it's even worse.
Yeah, see, what seems to have happened with that, and, you know, obviously my positions are probably closer to Gary Johnson than they are to Ron Paul, and they're closer to Murray Rothbard than they are to Gary Johnson. But at the same time, I wanted his voice in that race because the Republican primary brings a section of the population as an audience that aren't going to be paying attention later. So this is so our one chance to speak to this particular demographic is through having a candidate in the Republican race. And if we don't have a candidate in that race, then it's just deafening silence for the libertarians coming out of it. So, I mean, I do like Rand Paul, not so much because of anything special about his positions, but because he was the one guy who was in there positioned to at least get some libertarian ideas out, and I thought it behooved the rest of us to support us just to keep his voice talking as long as possible.
But my issue with his voice is that it was confused. You know, when he says that we should bomb ISIS, when he says that Edward Snowden should be in jail, things like that, that confuses the libertarian message.
Well, keep in mind that in the context where he said Edward Snowden maybe should be in jail, basically he's on a stage with, or he's in a contest with seven other guys. Six of them say, cut off his head. And the other one says, well, I'd try and negotiate a settlement with him and hopefully we'd come back with something good enough that he'd come back to the United States. You know, that seems better to me.
Let's not argue about a candidate who dropped out a
right.
couple of weeks ago.
Okay, we'll argue about him in 4 years.
Well, you know, I think that that's one thing that can be said about Rand Paul is he's a young man and he can bring this back and, you know, he can try something new.
And maybe be more principled this time.
And he got way more votes than Ron Paul did in 1988 in his first run.
1988
when Ron Paul ran for president
as a libertarian. Yeah. Okay. Well, what a surprise. And that was a Republican primary, which is a different thing than a general election. So, yeah, I think that the, you know, are you going to start getting ready to say President Trump? Or you got a prediction between the Republican and the Democrat here?
I don't. I've been saying from the beginning that I do believe that Sanders is going to win the Democrat nomination. So I think
the nomination or the
nomination.
The
I don't think
votes.
He'll win the general.
Okay.
So I think that it could be a Trump Sanders. When you're looking at that, I mean, my God, I think I'd rather have Sanders just because at that point Sanders is not going to get any of his positions through Congress.
I think it's fascinating.
I think Trump would beat Sanders like a redheaded stepchild.
I think you're right.
So we've got a situation where you're talking about two candidates that are such outsiders that it's basically the American people sticking a finger up to the establishment.
And that's exactly the case I made on my last episode on my podcast, is that having these two candidates being so far on the outside is good for people like us, because it means that these people are looking for something different. And libertarianism is something different. And I think that we could pull a lot from that.
How often do you do your podcast?
Every other week. It's just a kind of a hobby for me, but I enjoy it. So.
And what's the name? What's it called?
It's the Lava Flow Podcast. And Lava stands for Libertarian, Anarcho-Capitalist, Voluntarist, and Agorist.
I gotcha. And Lava Flow Podcast. And how long is it generally? I mean, how much content are you producing?
Half an hour, 45 minutes or so.
And what do? You just talk about sort of libertarian politics and then sort of generally?
A little bit. I do different segments every episode. I start off with what's wrestling my jimmies, one topic of that 2 weeks that's really, something I really want to dig into. Then I have what's in the news, going over some news topics, and then I mix it up. Sometimes I have a statist's going to state segment where we talk about something that the statists are doing, or a yet another bad cop segment where I talk about some cop beating the crap out of somebody, stuff like that.
Now, there's plenty of stories on statists and bureaucrats abusing power. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to get better under any particular president here.
No.
One thing I can say about Sanders is I kind of like the way he approaches. He wants to get the money out of politics, as it were. I don't think this is particularly possible. I can't imagine the way that you go about getting. People want to overturn Citizens United. That's fine. I don't think that's would be awful. So let's.
But you
let's
just
argue about that.
You just pushed one of my buttons. Everybody's so focused on getting the money out of politics, but money in politics is only the symptom.
Yes.
It's not the disease. The disease is the power that the politicians have.
The money follows power.
Right. You remove the power, the money's not going to be there anymore. It's that simple.
The other thing is, it's false to say you're taking the money out of politics when you're telling millions of people that vote for me and I will give you free stuff.
Right.
Okay, that's a bribe if you do it retail, but it's just politics if you do it wholesale.
Well, and not to mention that my money is my First Amendment right. I should be able to do with my money as I see fit, whether that's give it to a politician, give it to a homeless man, or keep it. That's my right.
Right. And so when a government that can take 1% of your income can take 99%
right.
of your income, because that's a power they claim for themselves. It's just at that point we're arguing about the number. Is there a just or an unjust number? Well, that's anybody's definition. I say the just number that they can take from you is zero.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's what's just. Yeah. Then if you're providing goods and services that are of value, I'll purchase those from you.
Well, any number between zero and 100 is just arbitrary. Zero is not arbitrary, and neither is 100. I don't think anybody is going to call for 100% taxation. But 0%, absolutely.
Close when they say 90%, and then they leave it up to the others.
Right.
Roger, please sit with us here. The number is 855-450-3733. You can comment on anything we've talked about here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Coming to you live this Saturday evening from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum here in Manchester, New Hampshire. It looks like we, Ian and I got an award for spreading the message. So nice, the Free State Project to give it to us is one of these little sort of crystal things with our names etched in it and in smoked glass. It's really awesome. Thanks so much for that. Free Talk Live has been promoting the Free State Project for, shoot, I guess about 2004, 2005 when we started being nationally syndicated. There's not too many solutions to the problem of creating, you know, the government is growing, and I find the Free State Project to be one of those best solutions. So yeah, I've tried to help spread the word. It's Mark Edge with you.
Rich Paul.
Sitting here with Roger Paxton, who's a relatively recent mover for the Free State Project.
October of last year.
Yeah, you're the creator of the Liberty Flow podcast.
Lava Flow,
excuse me.
Close enough.
Got Liberty on the brain right about now.
Yeah.
It's what stands for
Libertarian, Anarcho-Capitalist, Voluntarist, and Agorist.
Yeah, and so the word's in there.
Yeah,
you... that won't help you find it on the internet, but the word is in there.
Right.
Lava Flow. So you have moved to what they're calling the Free Coast, what's normally called the Sea Coast of New Hampshire. There's 19 miles of water coastline in New Hampshire. Not very much. Probably the shortest coastline of any state.
It is. Yeah.
But we do have a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about that region?
Well, you know, every area in New Hampshire has its own reasons to move to that area. Ours is, it's very family-centric. We have lots of families there with young kids, so there's a big homeschooling vibe there, a big family vibe. But we also have lots of entrepreneurs there. You know, Mike Vine and the library team. We have, of course, Christopher David with Arcade City, and there's a lot of young entrepreneurs in that area as well. And it's just, it's really just fantastic being around all of these bright minds.
There's a lot of families moving for the Free State Project, and they do want to be around other families for the sort of the level of the support they can get in teaching their kids and, you know, probably babysitting and watching each other's kids and, you know, these kind of things. Oftentimes, some of them will be concerned about food freedom, so organic foods, locally sourced foods, sustainably raised foods, humanely raised foods, and all these buzzwords around food. So they want to be close to those kind of things.
And we're also close to, you know, you've got Portsmouth, which is the big city there. But there's also a lot of their city life. There's also some rural life in the same area, still very close to a city. And there's a lot of people that want that. They want to live in a rural area but still be close to the shops and the, you know, offices and businesses of a city. So
yeah, I think Portsmouth is, to me, it's a quaint seacoast town. I enjoyed it the first time I saw it back in 1998.
Yeah.
And... you know, it's got a lively nightlife, but at the same time, it's great to see during the daytime.
Yeah, and the downtown area is just great. There's so many different great restaurants and music venues and things. Portsmouth is a fantastic city.
Are you a homeschooler?
We are. Yeah, we unschool.
I've always wondered, what do you do about chemistry? I mean, you can read books about chemistry, but I took chemistry in a lab and I bent glassware and I figured out how to perform experiments.
Well, thank God we live in the age of the internet. You know, that's for things that I'm not an expert on or that my wife's not an expert on. We can outsource that either through YouTube or, you know, finding somebody like Darren Tapp, who teaches my kids math in the Free Coast. He does a math class for the homeschool group there, Dr. Tapp. And you just have to outsource it one way or another.
Yeah, I always thought it would be neat if there was a little business that could have maybe a couple of laboratory classrooms and homeschoolers could take their kids there just to learn that one thing.
Sure.
The same way as another subject.
I mean, homeschooling is certainly more difficult. It's definitely challenging to fit all those pieces together, but we're child-directed learners, so we, you know, kind of go with what my children are interested in. I know you do family-directed learning yourself, so it's similar, but...
Yeah. So when I took chemistry 1 honors in Bradenton, Florida, we didn't do a lot of lab work. We had labs. We sat in front of the lab desks. We spent 90% of our time, if not, 90-plus percent of our time sitting in desks in front of the lab area. We could see the lab area, but, I mean, it was a rare instance that we got back there. It seems like it was just too much of a liability by 1985. Or 86 or whenever I was taking this for the school, to do this lab work.
Well, in 92, when I took high school chemistry, the most lab time we got was one day where we made smoke bombs, literally stink smoke bombs, and that's the only lab time we got in chemistry. The rest of it, I don't remember a bit of.
I bet you remember the stink bombs.
I do, absolutely.
I'm glad I took chemistry in a private school hearing this, because I was about the same time as you, and we got a lot of lab time.
Yeah, so the chemistry class in the private school that I went to up to 8th grade, I did not take chemistry at that school, at the private school. I took it at a government school. They were regularly setting off the fire alarm. So, I mean, I know those kids were in there.
If you're not setting off the fire alarm, you're not doing chemistry class right.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, even in Biology 1 honors, we dissected a worm, we dissected a frog, and that was your lab time.
Yeah.
And
it was the same.
Maybe homeschoolers could do a politician.
Well, I think that if you get a chance to do this hands-on stuff, you can get chemistry labs off of the internet. And
absolutely. Getting the chemicals will be the hard part, though, but even, you know, you can do some chemicals that are inert and not nearly as dangerous. You can do some of it.
You can do some of that stuff. I mean, obviously, there's bigger things that you can watch on videos.
Sure.
I feel like I can do a better job with chemistry with my son from a hands-on standpoint than you could, you know, sending him to school. It's just it's too much of a liability, it seems like.
It is. And you've got that one-on-one time instead of one-on-30 time. Well, even learning in chemistry, 1 on 30 with one parent or one teacher, 30 kids, your kid's not going to learn that much.
True.
What do you think? So what define what unschooling is for you? Because a lot of people who are listening have never heard this term before.
Sure.
They just assume you're saying schooling. What did you say before schooling?
Well, it's child-directed learning. It's basically what my children are interested in. We allow them to direct their own education so that they're getting the education that's meaningful for them, so that they're more interested in it. And we just kind of help them along that path.
So, I mean, I would think what people would be concerned with is won't kids learn a lot about video games then?
They will, and my children do. And my oldest taught himself how to learn how to read by playing Minecraft. He wanted to be able to read what the Minecraft stuff was telling him, so he taught himself to read playing Minecraft.
For the record, I learned to program because I started playing games, and then I found out you could take the games apart and change how they worked because they were written in, like, BASIC, and so hacking games taught me how to program.
GURP, sure. And what are the other ones? I'm just thinking of those old games that you must have been learning on.
Oh, God, it was like
Ultima.
Ultima, even before Ultima. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
So, you know, as far as unschooling goes, I think a lot of people are concerned with the idea of sort of taking the, taking the reins off their kids and letting them do whatever. The reason that I was convinced with the idea of unschooling or child-directed learning or whatever is, you only learn the things you want to learn.
Exactly.
If you think back to high school, you don't know the stuff you didn't want to learn. What high school teaches you to do is, and the same thing that college teaches you to do, is cram facts in your head for a short period of time to pass some test so you can get some grades so you can move on to the next thing, and then you're incentivized to basically forget all that
right.
stuff.
The important thing for us is to, instead of teaching our children what to learn, we teach them how to learn. And that's much more important because 40 years from now, when they're adults, they're still going to have that knowledge of how to find the information and how to learn what they need to learn to survive.
Right. I was, in high school, I was sort of fast-tracked along math for whatever reason, and I took things like Algebra 1, which is, fine if you're going to be a carpenter. You probably should have some algebra. Then you go on to geometry. You're learning postulates and theorems and stuff
calculus.
Like that. Not exactly sure I'm going to use that stuff. Then you go to Algebra 2. Unless you're moving on to, engineering or something, this is getting a little too much. Trigonometry, analytic geometry, calculus. I haven't used any of that crap.
I took all those same courses and I haven't used them since I got out of high school. You're absolutely right.
I used it.
You would.
I was a computer programmer. Right, I had to.
Yeah, you're a computer programmer, and you should have known that information. But
But you've got a good point that not everybody needs the same education, and that's one of the things that people forget about government programs. They're always one size fits all, and people aren't.
And my child who wants to be a veterinarian would never use those courses. So why try to cram that down his face? There's no reason.
So, how old is your child?
We have one that's 9 and one that's 7.
So, veterinarians, a choice that somebody might make at 9, but do you think that they're going to stick with it? I mean, it seems unlikely, right?
Unlikely, but whatever he wants to do as he's growing older, we're going to help him and let him direct that himself.
How would you handle it if your child hasn't stated that they want to do anything in particular?
Well,
that's
scary? A great question. It is. Fortunately, we haven't had that. My oldest wants to be a video game developer, which is fantastic. He loves video games. It's a natural progression for him. That'll likely change before he's an adult. But at this point, we haven't had to deal with that. So,
well, unschooling is a path worth trying out. Roger, I'm on this path with you, so I'm interested. Thanks so much. It's been Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
And Roger.
Thanks so much. Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.